Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
Darren, Kerry and Sky here on East Coast Radio. It's time to talk to the good professor right now. He has been so busy on the front lines of COVID-19 research while we're all sitting with our feet up. Good morning, Professor Tulio de Oliveira.
Hey, good morning, Darren, Kerry and Sky.
Happy
good
New
to
Year.
Have you guys back.
Morning, morning.
Good to hear your voice. I felt bad when I saw you on ENCA with Professor Salim Abdul Karim. I felt like you were cheating on us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it was hard.
Yeah, I was even more cross with you guys. You were all going holiday. And yeah.
Well, it meant nothing. You weren't there for us. It was one time, okay?
Oh, but anyway, it's good to have you back with us again. And it's good to know that you're on our team and you're doing all the genomic research and you're doing all of the things, groundbreaking stuff around the world. And as the good Professor Karim was telling us, the new stuff around the new variant of COVID-19, the several different variants, we do know that it is more transmissible, but it's not more severe. Anything else about the variant that we need to know? That just to sum up what was covered on the news this week.
Okay, so of course, as you are aware, both myself and Professor Abdul Karim, we are very good friends and we communicate daily. Yeah. So of course he summarized very well what we know about the variant. But let's just make clear that once we have a more transmissible variant, which is not more pathogenic. This means people that get this variant don't get more sick than the previous variant. But if it's more transmissible, it overburdens the health system very quick. Mm. And then we end up with much more deaths. Because this means that normally, and you remember that we mentioned that a lot of the hospitals just run out of beds and ICUs and oxygen because it's just too many people that need treatment at the same time. So that's a very important message, and that's why our President Ramaphosa came between Christmas and New Year, spoiling everyone New Year's parties.
Yeah.
Because we needed to control the transmission because our hospitals were basically close to breaking point. So that's one important formation. Yeah.
And then, Professor, I'm just going to ask you this because, you know, the numbers were going up. Then we got this new variant, and now the numbers are going down. Why?
Okay, so why the numbers are going down? And that we highlight very important because we needed to increase our response. So, and that's what happened. Yeah, not only the government increased the level of the lockdown from level 2 to level 3, it really did encourage people mixing together. Mm. And I saw a massive increase on people using masks and taking better care. And by chance, we highlight that was the right time of the year to do this because we also had all the university closed, all the schools closed, a lot of the construction companies. Yeah, so was a good time to increase the restriction. And I'm quite confident that was the right time and was the right restrictions. And that's where we have seen the numbers going down.
Yeah. Yeah.
Prof, so it was obviously first the first wave, and then now we're having the second wave. Are we going to have a third and fourth wave?
So that's simple to answer. It's going to be exactly how we got a second wave. If we let our guard down and we start taking less care about even individual kind of restrictions and mixing, imagine that now next month people, okay, I haven't party for New Year, now I'm going to compensate and I'm going to over party in the next week, then a third wave will come very quick, yeah? So, and that's why it is very important that both the public health response, what it means, more testing, contact tracing, isolation, go hand in hand with public behavior of really trying not to overcompensate and keep using masks, washing the hands, and really taking great care.
Sure.
And I think that a lot of South Africans begin to realize that a lot of people that we talk had people in the family or friends that got sick or died. So it's not the time to put the guard down. Let's really try to really decrease this transmission to almost zero.
Yeah. Good way to continue our chat with the good professor. CRISP at UKZN's Professor Tulio de la Vieira joins us as per usual every Wednesday morning. And today's quite a big one. Professor, we have heard that CRISP has discovered a variant that was introduced from outside the country with mutations similar to the discovery of the South African variant that was discovered in the UK. Can you give us a comment on that, Professor Tulio de la Vieira?
Okay, thank you. You are the first to know that, for the only reason that we did this discovery early this morning. I like wake up very early, and so we are working with our bioinformatics team. So what we found, it is in KwaZulu-Natal, in a random sample of 50 genomes that we do every week together with the NHLS, that we found a new variant. What it means, a new variant, is a new variant that it is called the B1177. It is not the main variant that circulates in the UK. It's another big variant of the UK that seems to have been introduced in KwaZulu-Natal. And this variant also has one very important mutation that is in position 484A. And the same variant that we found here, as we dig into the database, we found that also have been introduced in Australia and New Zealand in the last week. So we're gonna highlight that, not as blame from the UK, because no one has blame about this virus.
That
as we have high transmission rates across the world, and we have like people traveling across the world, this variant will pop everywhere. And it's very important to detect them very early, because you have to know about them to really fight them. So we're just gonna be reporting that today. We already informed our health minister, and then we're gonna be informing the public. There's no reason for concern. This variant, it is different from the South African one, the 501YV2, but it also share a mutation that is associated normally with antibody escape.
Professor Tulio, I was listening to you and Professor Karim about the possibility of stigmatizing countries according to the variants, but the names, the scientific names, are hard. It's easy for people to say the South African variant instead of the 501YV2, or the UK variant instead of the B1117, and now we've got this new one, the B11177. It is hard for us, but we'll try.
Yes. Yes, thank you, Darren. And sorry, I was just talking to the security as I arrived at work.
No problem. You do you. We'll just chill here, us and a million people. Please, Prof, as you are.
And I just want to let you know, Professor Tulio de la Vieira giving us, guys, we got exclusive breaking news on a new variant that the world's going to know about right now. And he takes a call on the way to work, before he even talked to security. Thank you, Professor, for your
commitment. And he was just like, Ulitanda Ganjani, Kofilako, said to the security. All right, Professor, we have been following, obviously, social media pages and WhatsApp groups that are filled with some of these reports about it's the new word on the street. Everyone's talking about it, ivermectin. So we'd love to know from your side about this apparent wonder treatment. Is it this wonder treatment and this product that's going to save us all? Or is it the equivalent of the snake oil?
Okay, thank you, Carrie. And just for the last comment, I'm learning from woman about multitasking. So
that's you're doing very well.
So we have been asked this question a lot of times. And the easiest way to answer is the same way as we saw in the beginning of the pandemic, the hydrochloroquine. And then we saw the spray that you would put in your mouth, and drinking water with hot water with lemon. Some people even thinking about getting inside the microwave. And a famous president that is the friend of Darren talking about people drinking Jik. So unfortunately, there is no scientific base for this new finding. And unfortunately, it is what at the moment we call the snake oil. Of course, that would be fantastic, and I really hope that the world would find a simple solution from this virus. Yeah. And I would be the happiest person in the world, so I can take a holiday in Christmas.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, that's not the solution.
Professor, yeah. I think what people are trying to do is they're showing a whole lot of anecdotal evidence, and they want to know, are there serious trials happening right now, research in prophylaxis and treatment, or is it therapeutic in ivermectin? Are there serious trials ongoing?
I believe that some people are starting trials, but so far there is no base of this medicine having any activity against the virus. Yeah, so people will start trial, but one also has to be careful to start trial with things that there is absolutely no scientific base either on the physical compound or binding to the virus or getting the virus suppressed under a laboratory system. So at the moment.
All right. You cut out a little bit there, but I'm pretty much getting the jux of it. Until there is medical proof, it is snake oil.
Professor, before you go, because you obviously at work now, you need to work properly. We got a message from Vanessa here. Do we have data to know if we have reached the peak of the second wave yet?
Professor.
Is that multitasking now, Prof?
this is the
premise. No, I am back.
Hey, Prof! Prof!
What a boy.
Okay, did you hear my question, Prof?
Come on, Bible say, Professor.
Hey, Prof?
No, I didn't.
Okay,
sorry.
So the question is...
I have multitasking. I have to get better.
The question is from Vanessa. Do we have data to know if we have reached the peak of the second wave yet?
Okay, so we have data and very clear data that seems to be on the decrease. Okay, so that's what we can say at the moment. Yeah, it's very difficult to predict. For example, in the UK and in the US, yeah, they also thought that they were decreasing the second wave, and then that increased very fast. In the case on the UK, it was associated with releasing a lot of the restrictions in the pre-Christmas, and the US was related to 4th of December when they celebrate the Thanksgiving and many people move across the country. At the moment, the news are that we are decreasing our infection, which is great news because our hospitals need a break. The healthcare workers are completely exhausted, and not happy to see people dying, But it will be how we respond to this new variant and how careful people are and how strong is the public health response.
The good professor from CRISP at UKZN, Professor Tulio de Oliveira, joining us this morning.
Sharon, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.